After a wild final weekend of the regular season, which began with four of the eight playoff spots still undecided, Major League Baseball begins postseason play today. The defending World Series champion, Boston Red Sox, take on the Chicago White Sox. The New York Yankees play the Los Angeles Angels in the American League, and the St. Louis Cardinals host the San Diego Padres in the National League. The other National League series between the Atlanta Braves and Houston Astros begins tomorrow. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now to sort it all out. Good morning, John.
Morning, Renee.
All right, so let's start with the Red Sox and the Yankees, since they seem to be all about what baseball starts with lately. What are their chances of meeting again?
Well, probably pretty good. They've met in the last two American League Championship Series. I think the Yankees may have the tougher time, even though the Red Sox are playing the team with the best record in the American League, the White Sox, because the Angels, the last several years, have just been a tough out for the Yankees. They beat them in the playoffs in 2002. They've handled them pretty well during regular season play, and they have the home field advantage, as do the White Sox, by the way. But the Yankees the last month have been the best team in baseball. Having said that, they're going to send out pitchers like Aaron Small and Sean Chacon, who rescued their season coming over to them in midseason, but have not been pitched in the crucible of postseason before in their careers, and we'll have to see how that goes.
And has the rivalry changed because the Red Sox finally broke the curse of the Bambino last fall?
I think it has. I think that there is a sense now, there's a sense of vulnerability on the New York side, not only among the players, but among the fans, and there's a sense of hope on the Boston side. And I think that when the Yankees and Red Sox met this past weekend in Boston, there was a feeling going in on the side of the Red Sox fans that we could do this. We're going to win this series. They won two out of three, but the Yankees still won the division title on a tiebreaker. So I think if they meet, there will be an entirely different feeling in that series because of the Red Sox comeback last year.
And in the middle of all of this, the real surprise team has to be the White Sox.
They came out of nowhere. New manager Ozzie Guillen, they got off to a great start. They were the dominant team in the American League for the first half of the season. Their two best pitchers, John Garland and Mark Burley, were both spoken about as Cy Young contenders. Then they faded and almost got caught by the Cleveland Indians until the Indians faded themselves this last week of the season and didn't make the playoffs. But they were not a team people were talking about at the start of the season. And as I said, they ended up with the best record in the American League.
And let's talk about the Cardinals. Are they the heavy favorites in the National League?
I think they have to be. They won. They're the only 100-win team in baseball. They're playing the Padres, who are in the playoffs because someone had to represent the American League West. The one caveat in there is that the Houston Astros' first three pitchers, Roger Clemens, Andy Pettitte, and Roy Oswalt, are so good. You remember they pushed the Cardinals to seven games last year, and with that pitching staff, they have the potential to pull an upset.
And just briefly, but let's end it with the Braves.
The Braves in the postseason for the 14th straight year, that's one of the most remarkable accomplishments in the history of baseball. They don't get the credit they deserve because during that time they've only won one World Series, and they probably won't win it again this year either because they're not the best team.
John, thanks.
Thank you, Renee.
The comments of John Feinstein, whose new book, Next Manned Up, A Year Behind the Lines in Today's NFL, it'll be published later this month.